For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge, and this is Narrative, presenting personal reflections from the survivors of South Carolina's thousand-year flood last October. As much as the city of Columbia tried to prepare for the historic rain event, many residents were caught off guard by the severity of the flooding. While many Columbians were deeply affected by last October's flood, it was members of the Columbia Police Department who were truly able to witness the scope of the flood's destruction. This week, Sergeant Erskine Moody and Officer Ivan Borochak of Columbia PD recall their efforts to maintain public safety on a weekend as harrowing as it was unforgettable. From enforcing barricades to rescuing children from their flooded bedrooms, Moody and Borochak were charged with protecting a city in chaos in the midst of a statewide disaster.
For me, it was a normal shift. You had kind of in the background this ominous threat of a record amount of rain. So for me, it was going to be, is this going to live up to the hype? Is this going to be another kind of a big deal, but not really? Or is it going to be something that I'm going to remember the rest of my life?
Right around midnight or a little after midnight, it started raining. Maybe a couple hours after that, that's when it started accumulating real bad. And then it just became a downpour. And that's when we knew that it was going to be exactly what they were saying.
Usually there's one area in specific that, or maybe several areas that have flooding. With this, it was so widespread that really you couldn't effectively close off a road. So we would rely on barricades, and you know, we had numerous people drive around barricades and drown their cars out right in front of me. Every jurisdiction had their resources stretched to the max. I don't think people realized how stretched their resources would become until that Sunday morning on the 4th. Because, you know, even areas in which, like Wood Lake area, Lake Catherine, areas like that really weren't being impacted until they had dam failure. But again, just due to the historic proportion of the flood, they were impacted in ways that I don't think anyone could have really anticipated.
We had an officer over there, and he got word that there was starting to be dam failure. So he came on our radio. I was corporal at the time. He said, "Hey, corporal, we have an issue going on over here where the dams are starting to fail. We may need to send some people over here."
When we went out there, it was just starting to break dawn. I turned off of Trenum Road, went down Wood Lake, and seeing the river pouring through that neighborhood, just to see a neighborhood completely submerged like that was just phenomenal.
We were in knee-deep, waist-deep, chest-deep water, crawling through the water, swimming through the water to get to people. We actually had to go through waist-deep water to get to some apartments there because the fire department, like I said, everybody was stretched so thin, they weren't able to get there. So we were the first responders that were there that had to go out there and get these people out of their apartments and their boats.
I believe it was 24 people we pulled out of those apartments. Several instances, I carried a five-year-old out the back window because he was too frail to take out through the front where the water was rapid.
The kids that were in these apartments and in some of the cars that we took people out of, they would be under the water if they tried to get out themselves. And the look of desperation they had on their face, when you picked them up and carried them, that was the thing for me. You could tell that they felt secure then, that they were going to be safe.
That was Sergeant Erskine Moody and Officer Ivan Borochak of the Columbia Police Department, recalling their efforts to preserve the safety of Columbia residents during last October's flood. This story is part of our ongoing series, Narrative, a collection of interviews with survivors of the flood. This interview is archived on our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge.